As I've said before, often when something comes up to share, it comes up very clearly and in sequence at the time. And then when I come to share it, I can't remember the sequence. I've got the gist. And so I start hoping that things will fall into place. This one, I'm not remembering very clearly. And I have the feeling it might be fragmented, which means little lumps of information that you'll need to put together yourself. And what it's about is that great subject of how to be happy. First of all, I suppose we need to take a look at what is happiness. My interpretation is feeling fulfilled. Fulfilled. I'll let you work out what that means to you. What we read and hear, and it seems as though it is true, when most people die, they die unhappily. Most people. They may want to die because they're in pain and they've had enough, but they're not happy. They just want to get out. But this is the main thing, regret. It's said that our life passes before us. It may be that all our lives pass before us in an instant. Those of you that have had a near-death experience or had a Satori experience will know there is no such thing as time. Everything is simultaneous, which when we look at with our brain, it doesn't make sense because there is past and future. But when you have that experience, everything happens together. And in that togetherness, usually people are in regret. So they die unhappy. Now, that's unfortunate, but there's not much you can do about that when you die. What you can do is what you can do now. Because if you're listening to this, you're not dead. Well, that may not be true, but you're not dead. You're in a body. Those of you that are not in the body and listening, you know what I mean. So, you're in a body, and if you have regrets of any sort, you will not feel fulfilled, which is my interpretation of happy. So, what to do? That always comes up, what to do. Well, many people, there's some people staying locally who wanted to have a chat with me about their problems. Now, what I've come to see is there is no such thing as a problem. There are facts that are taking place in this moment. And if you are fighting this moment, if you are fighting what's happening, if you're complaining about what's happening, you're in a loop. In the East, they call it samsara. You're going round and round and round. And when you solve that problem, you'll find there's another one. Because if you're not here now with how things are, you're on this loop. How things are now in this very moment. So here's a little exercise that I've shared very often. So who are you? Well, to find out, you need to find out who you are. And that means seeing yourself more clearly. Now, what most people don't realize, they have a matrix, a pattern, a form, a design in the back of their brain that says, I will not be happy unless this takes place. I am like this. So what is that place? Well, you sit down and close your eyes and turn everything off and take a look at what do you really want to be doing and what do you really not want to be doing. Where would you like to be doing it? Who would you like to be doing it with? In other words, you're trying to go back into your brain to find out what is that pattern at the back that says this would be perfection for me. Now, this suggestion is about the fact that if you are not connecting with that suggestion and following what needs to happen to bring that suggestion into fruition, you are unhappy. You are complaining. You are saying, life isn't the way I want it to be. Most people go through their whole life like that. And they die like that. So if you want to be happy, you've first of all got to see clearly how you want things to be in every possible way. How much money you want, where you want to live, who you want to live with, what you want to be doing. And then take a look at what are the possibilities to fulfill that, to bring that about. Now, nothing may come. You may not get an inspiration or a pull to go here or to go there or to do this or to do that. It may not be there. Now, what I'm suggesting is that is because you need to be where you are, what you're doing, and who you're doing it with. You need to be there because nothing else is coming. If something else does come, do it. It's easy said, isn't it? What if you've got a mortgage? What if you've got a family? What if you've got a good job? And so on. But are they making you happy? Happy. Take a look around in your life and see how many happy people you know. Now, this is what I mean by happy. When you meet this person, you feel uplifted, quickened. It's as though you've walked into an aura of love. This person is so present, is so unconditional. If there's any flavor there at all, it's gratefulness, but there's hardly gratefulness either. They just are. They're there. In a way, we could say, for them, everything is perfect. And you not only feel they're there for you, that they care for you, you feel unconditionally accepted by them, just the way you are. Now, how many people do you know like that? Not very many, eh? But you can be like that. Anybody can. Because that state is not attained. Do you get that? You do not attain this state. You can't do anything for it because you already have it. It's already in there. That state is within you. And if you're not vibrating with that state, it means you have stuff in the way. And the stuff that's in the way is stuff that you're not taking care of. You need to take care of your life. Here's something else I want to suggest. Often, when we get a feeling to go somewhere or to do something, or let's say find our vocation, what we think is, then I will be happy. Oh no. No. It doesn't come from the outside. It comes from the inside. If you meet people who are totally devoted to assisting other people, not for their own happiness, not because they're going to go to heaven afterwards, but this is how they feel. This is their life, to support other people. If you meet those people, you'll find they're fulfilled. They're delightful people. And if you say to them, oh, you're a wonderful person for what you're doing, it's almost as though they get a bit embarrassed because they don't feel as though they're doing anything. What has happened is they've felt something in their life and they've dropped into it. They've tuned into it and they've let life carry them along. We were just watching a documentary of a person that was a very rich, very important person in the financial world, had a realization, dropped it all, and now he's totally helping people who need the support, the assistance, the help. And he's dropped into a beautiful place. Not obvious, just beautiful, lovely. That can happen for you. But here's the thing. Don't think because you have an idea to do something that that doing is going to bring you that fulfillment. It's not doing. It's allowing. You may feel, yes, I need to drop this job and do that. And you do that and you're still not fulfilled. It might be that it's part of a process. You need to step out of this in order to be in that, in order to be available for the next step. It's a flow. Now, you might say, and people often do, I know people that say this, but nothing comes to do. I can't see anything. There's no inspiration. I don't get drawn anywhere. Suggestion. That is because you haven't completed where you are. So how do you complete where you are? I'll tell you. Be where you are. Be there. And I'm not just talking about big things. I'm talking about, oh dear, here we go again. In each moment. Now, the mind doesn't work that way. You see, it keeps saying, I'm washing dishes. And if I go on washing dishes for the rest of my life, then, you see, you're not here now. Wash the dish. If you wash the dish, you'll find there's some sort of fulfillment, even if it's only the idea that it'll be happy when it's over. But be where you are in each moment. And life unfolds. And what seemed to be empty is no longer empty. It might be little things, but suddenly little things, tiny little things, start to bring fulfillment. As I say, it might be just the fulfillment, the good that's done. But there'll be a fulfillment to it. And it only comes in each moment. Whatever you do, maybe you're the boss of a huge fundraising organization. But it won't make any difference if you're not in each moment. Or you might be the person that sweeps the floor in this huge fundraising organization. It's the same thing. And I know you've heard this over and over. In each moment, nothing is more and nothing is less important than anything else. It's tiny, tiny. Just this very moment. And it's as though by just being here, just being present with the way things are. Yes, there's a past that's influencing you. Yes, there is a possible future, but you're not connecting with those right now. You're connecting with where you are and what you're doing. And then you might find you're vibrating. You're tingling. Just in this moment. Think past or future goes away. In this moment, there's a tingling inside. And if you stay with it, it's as though every cell is dancing because you're letting it be in its natural state. You're not saying, I should be different, it should be different, you should be different, everything should be different. It's saying, just be the way you are in this very moment. And all the cells start to dance at their natural frequency. And you feel it, it's a tingle. But then what you find is that the tingle doesn't end at the skin. You find the air is tingling. Everything you look at is tingling. Not just the live things, the animals and the trees. The wooden furniture is tingling. The floor is tingling. Everything's tingling. And, whether you know it or not, we're all part of the same tingle. And it's a delight. And it's being with what is. And there's a fulfillment to that. Just as it is. And then, if something is appropriate for you, you'll pick it up. Because you're not thinking about what should be. You're available. You're open. You're vulnerable. What comes to say is you're female, receptive. So, if it's appropriate for you to be somewhere, you'll get that. All you have to do is to respond to that, to allow that, and there you'll go. Or to say something, or to do something. You'll get that, because you're part of the universal tingle. You're in tune. You're picking up the radiation from everything and everybody. In each moment, being just where you are. You're aware that your mind's thinking, but you don't go there. You're here. Now,